This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. A Taliban-appointed official says explosions and gunfire have ripped through a Sikh temple in Afghanistan's capital, killing one person and wounding seven others. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The spokesperson for the Interior Ministry says a gun battle took place Saturday between the attackers and Taliban forces. A spokesman for the Kabul police chief said the operation was completed several hours later. Videos on social media show plumes of black smoke rising from the temple in the Baghabala neighborhood. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A regional affiliate of the Islamic State group has lately increased attacks on mosques and minorities across the country. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Afghanistan's Taliban have alleged that the United States is blocking their way to securing international recognition for the Islamist group's new government in Kabul. Chief Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid claimed that the Taliban had met all the requirements, in his words, for their government to be given diplomatic recognition. No country has yet recognized the Taliban as legitimate rulers of the country, mainly because of their harsh treatment of Afghan women and girls. Human rights observers and lawyers for the Maasai people are pressing Tanzania's government to halt plans to forcibly evict tens of thousands of the indigenous nomads from their ancestral land at the edge of the eastern edge of the Serengeti National Park. Last week, a violent clash broke out after government surveyors and security forces began to demarcate land that Tanzania reportedly would turn over to a foreign firm for a game reserve for commercial hunting. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Fierce battles with Russia are raging in villages near the eastern city of Severodonetsk, according to the Luhansk governor, Sergei Haidai. Russian troops have been trying to take control of the city for weeks. Haidai said on Telegram Saturday that Russia does not control the city of Severodonetsk entirely. He said nearby villages are the sites of very difficult fights. They're trying to break through but failing. Speaking of the Russians there, Haidai said Ukrainian defenders are fighting Russians in all directions, and recently they did shoot down a plane and took captives. The governor also reported that Russian troops are heavily shelling Lysychansk, a city across the river from Severodonetsk, which is still controlled by Ukrainians. And a celebrated Ukrainian medic whose footage was smuggled out of the besieged city of Mariupol by an Associated Press team was freed by Russian forces. Yulia Paevska is better known as Tyra, and her release comes 3 months after she was taken captive on the streets of Mariupol. Using a body camera, she recorded 256 gigabytes of her team's efforts over 2 weeks to save the wounded, including both Russian and Ukrainian soldiers. Thousands of Singaporeans dressed in pink gathered at a park Saturday calling for greater recognition of LGBTQ rights. It was the first such rally since 2019 after coronavirus restrictions were eased. While the city state of Singapore is prosperous and developed, social attitudes remain conservative. Sex between men is still illegal, although the statute is not actively enforced. Singapore's so-called Pink Dot Gay Rights Rally started in 2009. It has regularly attracted sizable crowds, despite a backlash from some quarters. Critics say Singapore's slow progress on gay rights is a contrast to advances made in other parts of Asia, such as Taiwan and India. And firefighters battled to bring raging wildfires under control in several parts of Spain on Saturday amid dry and windy conditions as a heat wave pushed temperatures close to record highs. Spain was heading toward its hottest early summer temperatures in decades Saturday. Forecasts were between 40 and 42 degrees Celsius in Zaragoza in the northeast and areas of Navarre and La Rioja in northern Spain, this according to the country's National Weather Agency. And President Biden is saying he's not traveling to Saudi Arabia explicitly to meet de facto leader Mohammed bin Salman during a trip next month. He said he was seeing the Saudi crown prince as part of a broader international meeting. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.